Local Matters brings you incredible stories about Indiana original businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. I'm Mel McMahon, and today we'll get the story of how Greg Byers came to own Windsor Jewelry. We'll talk about the challenges and the successes along the way and why supporting local businesses really matters.
You're listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Originals, leading local living.
Greg Byers of Windsor Jewelry, thank you so much for being our guest today.
Morning, Mel. Thanks for having me.
It is so great to see you. I know it has been quite the year, but 102 years in business for Windsor Jewelry, you have weathered so many different storms. How are you guys doing right now?
We're doing okay. It's definitely a challenge, and it's been the most difficult year that I've ever experienced running the store since 1984. But because of our longevity, we're getting through it. It's a little tougher than it has been, but we're going to get through it.
Have you always been located right there off the circle?
Pretty much. When the store opened, it was on Illinois and Market, that area. And in 1971, they remodeled that block with new buildings, and then the store had to move, and it ended up on the south spoke of the Monument Circle where we are today. So just the two locations within a half a block.
And what makes Windsor Jewelry different than other jewelry stores?
Well, we're still a professional jewelry store. By that, I mean we have a watchmaker, we have a goldsmith, we have a gemologist. We can do anything that you will ask us to do for your jewelry to maintain it. We can design jewelry. We can make jewelry from scratch. If you have an idea or a vision, we can turn that into a finished piece of jewelry. And our knowledge, we're able to just answer any question you have. And we've always maintained a certain quality level. And with that quality, we offer value. So that's what separates us from other stores and our longevity. You know, when you do something with us or we help you with something, we're going to be here maybe 40, 50 years later to help you maintain it and just take care of it.
What's incredible, and the difference when you take care of your jewelry, too. I always joke, my first time walking into Windsor Jewelry, I gave you my ring to clean. And Tiffany, who was working there at the time, brought my ring back. And I said, I'm sorry, this isn't my ring. And she said, yes, it is. And I'm like, no, my ring's like more white, it's kind of cloudy. And she's like, this is what your ring is supposed to look like.
That's right.
How often do you run into that where people just don't really know, you know, the value of what they have or what it could be?
Well, for sure, when we finish cleaning the ring, we bring it out, we get a lot of oohs and ahs, like, oh my gosh, it always looks so beautiful when you clean it. When I try and clean it, it just doesn't look this way. So that's a service we offer for free. You know, if you want to bring your jewelry in, we'll be happy to clean and check it while you wait. And it looks so much nicer when we're done.
What are some of the styles of jewelry that you specialize in or some of the brands that you carry?
Well, we do carry a few brands, but we try and find designs that are not over manufactured like you find in every store. Some of our designs that we have in the store are only available in our store throughout the state. So we carry Gabriel, which is a great bridal engagement line, and we carry Nina Wynn, which is an incredible fashion line, both casual and you can wear it for when you go somewhere special. But a lot of people today, we don't get dressed up like we have been, so we have a lot more casual lines, and we try and find young independent designers that are current with styles that you're not going to see everywhere. So if you're wearing a piece of jewelry from Windsor, you're not going to see it in everybody else's neck or on their hand. And so that's important to us.
Well, I think, too, we kind of had a trend, I would say, over the last 10 years where it seemed like every single girl getting married had the exact same engagement ring. And you want to give people something special, right?
Exactly. And that's something today we do a lot of. Every young bride-to-be comes in, and she has a vision of what her perfect ring is. And the good thing is we can take a little bit of this ring, a little bit of that ring, and combine everything, and it's perfect. And it doesn't cost anymore, and it doesn't take any longer to do it. And then now this couple has a ring that's unique to them, and that makes everybody really happy. So
now, when I tell people that, you know, I go to the jewelry store picking out jewelry, oftentimes I get the reaction like, "Oh my gosh, it must be so expensive." But it doesn't have to be.
No, it does not. And you can still make things really well and it doesn't have to be overly priced. One thing, you know, that I want everybody to feel when they come into Windsor Jewelry is that if you have a budget in mind, I'm going to help you stick with that budget. I'm going to find a way to make your ring, your necklace, your bracelet to where you're comfortable not only with the price, but when you get, when it's finished, it's exactly what you want. And that's the difference between us. We have a lot more flexibility being independently owned. We don't have to answer to a corporate office. We do everything in-house, and when it's done, you know, if it's not perfect, we're going to make it perfect. So, but that's the difference with us. We can work with you any way you want.
Greg, did you always want to be a jeweler?
Well, I didn't have that in my mind, but where I grew up in Gary, Indiana, a small independent jewelry store similar to mine would always hire a high school student to do small repairs, and I got asked to work in the store when I was in eighth grade, and I did that all through high school and decided, you know what, I'm pretty good at this. So I continued on to learn how to be a watchmaker. I learned how to be a goldsmith, a jewelry designer. I went to all the schools for that. And I was at the bench, actually, for over 20 years making and designing jewelry.
Really?
Before I really got into the retail end of it, which is that Windsor Jewelry. I still work at the bench occasionally because there's some jobs I like to do myself. And if a couple comes in or a young man comes in and he, you know, all of a sudden today he wants to pull the trigger on getting engaged, but he wants to do it this weekend, if I have to go back to the bench to get his ring done so he can have it that night, I'm happy to do that. So
that's incredible.
That's fun. I love doing that too.
What did it mean to you to have that opportunity to, you know, go in, learn a trade, and just develop something that you love? You don't hear about that a lot these days. You know, we kind of have expectations that, you know, you have to go to college and get this degree and, you know, do all these things, but you learned a craft and you're really good at it.
Well, you know, it's really nice going to work every day and doing something you love and you're happy doing. It's not a chore. It's just, I just enjoy doing it. I tell you what else I enjoy even more so now that I'm in the retail end of it is the relationships that I have with my customers. I mean, I don't even want to call them customers. They're friends now. And they bring their children in, and their children have brought their children in. Five generations of families come into our store, and I know everything about them. They know everything about me. They ask me about my kids, my grandkids. I ask them about theirs. And you have no idea how nice it is to have relationships with that, with people like that. And that's what I really love about what I do.
How did you come to own Windsor Jewelry?
So I moved to Indianapolis in 84. We had an opportunity to move here, our family. And I met the owner of the store, and his name was Herman Logan. He had purchased the store from his father-in-law, who started the store in 1919. Herman came into the business in the 40s. And then in 1984, I met him, and we hit it off probably as well as a father and son would have a relationship. And so I worked for him from 1984, and finally in 1998, he sold me the store, and he continued to stay with us for about 4 or 5 years. He was well into his 90s, but he was in his early 90s when he finally called to quits. And so anyway, that's how that all came about, and it was a great relationship. And over the years, I started relationships with all his customers, and they became my customers, and now they're my friends, and we're still here 102 years later.
Coming up, the challenges and successes Greg has had along the way, and what he wants you to know about starting your own business. This is Local Matters.
Hi, I'm Lance.
And I'm Mel.
In the spring of 2012, we were walking around downtown Indianapolis. We were looking for someplace local for dinner. We threw out a restaurant name and Mel asked,
"Is it local?"
That simple question became a much bigger conversation, and our company, Indiana Originals, was born.
Every Indiana Originals member is certified local. That means the business is an Indiana-owned and operated company, headquartered here and not part of an out-of-state chain. When you discover and support a business on our website or on our app, you are keeping more money in Indiana, helping our communities be unique, and creating jobs.
If you spent 5% more on goods and services from Indiana, we would have $1.8 billion more for our schools and infrastructure. So when you break it down, that's just $35 per household per week. When you see the Indiana Originals badge, you know you are supporting local Indiana businesses.
Download our app powered by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains, and get your business certified local at IndianaOriginals.com. Indiana Originals, leading local living.
Hello, listeners of Local Matters. This is McFarling Foods, and you know, 2020 was quite a year. McFarling Foods was there through it all because McFarling Foods is serious about partnership. We are in this together. That's what it's all about. We care about what's best for your business. How can we help? And McFarling Foods is a partner to local, independent restaurants. Because, hey, anyone can sell you food. Wouldn't you rather have a partner? A partner who's invested in this same community. McFarling Foods. We're local. This is our home, too. This is where we live, where we work, and where we raise our families. See, nothing's more important to us than our community and our neighbors right here in central Indiana. Oh, and we are very proud to be an Indiana original. For more about McFarling, go to McFarling.com. That's McFarling.com.
We've been chatting with Greg Byers of Windsor Jewelry. A jewelry store started in 1919, and Greg, you took over in 1984 as the owner, or started working there in 1984?
Started working there in 1984 and actually purchased the store in 1998.
So what was that transition like for you, going from working there to owning it?
Well, it kind of happened gradually, you know, and that was the final step in 98. But what was nice about it was the previous owner, Herman Logan, he allowed me to handle and work with all his friends and customers so that when the time came that he was ready to move on, they were all comfortable with working with me. So the store never missed a beat. And I feel that's an issue with a lot of transitions in businesses, that the owner doesn't relinquish enough of the responsibilities to the employees. And then when the owner leaves, a lot of his customers and friends go with him. To somewhere else maybe. But in our case, we did a great job of putting me in a place that when Herman finally decided to retire, the customers were happy with the relationships they had built with us. So,
well, and that's a lot about what jewelry can be about, right? It's relationships, it's
exactly.
Emotions. There's something, there's an occasion tied into it often.
That's what a lot of people don't get. Jewelry is, I feel jewelry is purchased to mark an occasion. You know, your wedding date, your first anniversary, your fifth anniversary, your 10th anniversary, your first child. And every time you look at it, you go, oh my gosh, that's when our son was born. And then you look at it later and you say, oh my gosh, we were married 10 years when my husband bought me that. And now we've been here together 20 years. And so to me, that's what jewelry should be about, is when something really important and happy happens, and sometimes things that aren't happy, but you just want to remember something about that time, a piece of jewelry, if it's made well, will last, you know, it will stand a lifetime and it'll always be there. And then one day you may even give that to another generation. And if you tell that story to them about why you received this and when, they're going to always look at that. And that's what it's going to mean to them also. And that's where I feel jewelry is very important for making memories last forever.
Well, and one of the things we've talked about before is, you know, helping people maybe go through jewelry that they've inherited. You know,
right.
What's real, what's not, what can be made into something new. And, you know, you kind of, it just seemed like you really enjoyed that.
I do, because, you know, a lot of times people will inherit a lot of jewelry, and maybe the styles have changed so much they're never going to wear it, but there is that relationship to it from who they received it. So in a case like that, I'll recommend that maybe we'll take the gemstones out and recycle them or redesign a new piece of jewelry that they would feel great about wearing. And when they look at it, they're going to say, you know what, these are the stones that came from my mother, these are the stones that came from my great-grandmother, and now I'm wearing them in a piece of jewelry that I love. So that's something, yeah, we do quite a bit of custom design and restyling jewelry.
Greg, what is the hardest part about being a business owner?
Well, there's always challenges, you know, and without a doubt, cash flow is the biggest one. And so, you know, there's days when everything goes right, and then there's days when you think, wow, what happened? You know, why is it why did things slow down? And there's no, I don't know, there's no way to fix it sometimes, but you just keep moving forward and you keep working hard and things work themselves out usually. But you have to keep an eye on things, you know, without a doubt. You know, if you asked me if what I'd recommend to anybody wanting to start a business, plan on being involved. Don't think you're going to open a small business and walk away from it and let somebody else run it. You're going to have to be a part of it and a big part of it, keeping an eye on it. And I think if you do that, it's going to work out. And I think another thing that a lot of small business people, when they get started, they get too involved in the infrastructure and the business end of it, and they forget about the where you generate the money to run the business. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really important that you worry about sales and you worry about what it takes to bring income in, and then the other things can work themselves out. Mm-hmm. But you've really got to pay attention to what's coming in the door so that you can meet your obligations. You can take care of your payroll, and you've got employees. You can take care of your rent, everything else that's involved in a business. And so cash flow is the most important element in keeping your business alive.
Well, and I think sometimes, you know, a lot of small business owners, you know, we need that reminder, yeah. Right? You know, because you go into business for, you know, what you love and what your passion is, and not everyone's passion might be accounting. Right.
Right. And it's not mine. I that's where you have somebody to do certain things that are better at that. But you've got to make sure that you have something for your accountant to work on.
And a way to pay them.
Yeah.
Definitely. Now, Greg, you know, business owners who have been in business for quite a long time have lots of ups and downs, lots of challenges. And 2020 was particularly challenging for Windsor Jewelry. For people who aren't familiar with what happened to your store, tell us what you went through this year.
Well, without a doubt, everybody knows how challenging it was. We all went through, and I don't care if you had a business or not, you experienced something that challenged you in 2020. But, first we were mandated to shut our doors for close to 3 months because of the health crisis, which we all were in that boat. That was very difficult. Because I had to lay all our employees off, myself included, to get us through that. And then when we were finally allowed to reopen, then we had the riots downtown Indianapolis, which I was severely impacted by. And so that was another 2 or 3 weeks of being closed. But I was fortunate enough that because of our longevity, and when I said earlier about a lot of my customers are friends, it was overwhelming that the support that we received from all our regular friends and customers. They went out of their way to come in to support the store to make sure we didn't go away. They called me. They emailed me. They wanted to make sure we were okay. I felt like it was my family looking out for me. And then a huge number of people I've never met before came in and said, I saw what you went through. I want to do whatever I can to help you. And some people, they could do it in a big way. In others, it was a small way, but it was a very important small way to them. And it meant more to me than anything that's ever happened in my lifetime. So.
Well, and for people who aren't familiar, didn't see you on the news, I mean, your windows were busted out. I mean, you had jewelry taken. I mean, your store was devastated. But
it was.
But you came back because of the community. And, you know, why does supporting local and being known as an Indiana original matter to you?
It matters to me because, you know, I've stuck it out downtown 102 years. Everybody else has left. And, you know, there's only a few of us small independent businesses, service businesses, food business, restaurants and bars that are independently owned that have stayed downtown. And I love our downtown, and it's a great downtown, and it's going to be even a better downtown when this is all over. There's no doubt in my mind. You know, we're all challenged by this health crisis, and that's the only reason things are different right now. But there's no doubt in my mind, once we're through this and we're all able to move around again, that our downtown will be stronger than ever. It's going to be better, and I'm glad that I'm a part of that, and I stayed with it.
Well, we can't wait to see it happen, Greg. Yeah. We really can't. And besides IndianaOriginals.com and our app, where do we find out more about you and how do we support your business?
So we have a website, WindsorJewelry.com. And on that website, there's e-commerce. It talks a lot about our products. It talks a lot about our service, the things we do. You could chat with us, live chat on our website if you have questions. Another way is Facebook. We do have a presence there. We're always available by phone, but you know we're there and we're going to be there.
Greg Byers, thank you so much for being our guest today on Local Matters, and thank you for doing your part to create healthier, stronger communities and more jobs in Indiana through Windsor Jewelry.
Mel, thank you, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
And thank you for listening to Local Matters, made possible by Indiana Originals, Indiana Gifts, and McFarling Foods. It's an honor to bring you incredible stories about Indiana original businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. Learn more about why Local Matters at IndianaOriginals.com and on our app powered by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains. I'm Mel McMahon, and until next time, keep supporting local.
Thanks for listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Originals, distributed by the All Indiana Podcast Network. Download the Indiana Originals app, powered by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains, and check out IndianaOriginals.com.